All right. Well, I'll just ask you first about the artificial turf. Buster's report essentially made it sound as if artificial turf could be a breaking point in negotiations. And as I said, I understand if I'm a ball player, I'd rather play in grass. Is it enough for Melky not to re-sign in Toronto?
No. I mean, I think Melky has, you know, said all along that he's enjoyed his time in Toronto. He enjoys it there. He enjoys the fans, the city, the teammates. You know, it, like you said, I think I work with a lot of athletes, and there's none that really, you know, would prefer to play on artificial turf over, you know, natural turf. So that's just kind of like a general, you know, truism, I guess. But specifically with regard to Melky, I mean, he's never said that, never said anything but that he's enjoyed his time in Toronto, and he'd love to stay there if things work out.
Peter Greenberger is the agent for Melky Cabrera. Where do things stand with Melky and the Blue Jays right now? Do you have a firm offer? I don't want to get into negotiating over the radio, but do you have a firm offer? Are you close to making a decision?
I wouldn't say that we're close to making a decision. And like you said, I don't like to comment on specific negotiations, you know, other than we're still talking to the Blue Jays. I spoke to Alex a couple of days ago, and you know, I think it's, you know, it's going to be a question of if it works out. I mean, obviously they've got their budget, you know, when they signed, Russell Martin, his first call was to me to ask me how, you know, what Melky thought about that. And, you know, Melky wants to win, and, you know, anything that improves the team's chances to win, you know, is a positive. And then, you know, they're going to have to figure out the budget you know, so we're talking, and there's still mutual interest on both sides. And you know, it's pretty much, I'd like to leave it at that, but at this point.
Peter, one of the things I've been told, and it's probably not a great surprise, but the Jays would like an answer. Everybody would like an answer as soon as possible. That's the way it goes. But have they given you a deadline and said, hey, we need to know, or we need to have a good idea whether or not you're coming back before the winter meetings? Because if you're not, we've got to move on.
No, we've never had that specific conversation. You know, we've made it known all along that Melky's he's in no rush, but he's also not going to wait if the right situation, mm-hmm. you know, presents itself. So, you know, we're talking to a number of clubs, and you know, the Blue Jays included. But you know, the Blue Jays haven't given us a deadline. We haven't given them a deadline.
Right. So you guys aren't, I'm going to use the phrase, you guys aren't slow playing the market in quotation marks.
No. It's just, you know, these things sometimes take a little bit of time to fall into place. You know, I think that, you know, the guys like the Sandovals and, you know, the Cuban, you know, there's been some dominoes that have had to fall for things to pick up. But, you know, these things sometimes move slow and then happen quickly, you know, mm-hmm. can move quickly. So, that, you know, at this point, we're not intentionally moving slowly or we're not pushing people either. You know, Melky's, he's just basically sitting back and, you know, calm. And as he said, letting me do my job. He's done his job. Now it's my turn.
Peter Greenberg joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. When you're talking about Melky and Nelson Cruz, two guys who have been suspended for PED use, has that created a different dynamic to this market, Peter? Do you think are people maybe still a little reluctant to get involved? Or, you know, I mean, we've seen guys, Johnny Peralta, we've seen other guys, you know, sign multi-year contracts and essentially their career's back and running. Has there been any concern on your part or on other teams' parts about that aspect of Melky's career?
Well, you know, it would have been preferable that that didn't happen. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it hasn't had an impact. You know, some teams, you know, that may be a factor, and they haven't voiced it to me. And, you know, there's been at least one team that has, you know, voiced it as a concern to me. And then there's been, you know, a number of teams that have, you know, said that that's a thing of the past. It's, you know, it's a couple of years now into the past. So, you know, obviously it's there. There's no question, you know, it affected Nelson Cruz last year. And, you know, how much of an effect it's having on Melky, I can't really quantify. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I think, you know, for some people, they probably won't, you know, voice it to me. And, you know, like I said, you know, at least one general manager did voice it to me as a concern. And so, you know, it has limited the market for him, you know, possibly. But there's still a lot of teams interested in him and that haven't brought it up or that I think, know that it's far enough into the past that, you know, that it really is not a factor. So, you know, it's a hard question to answer. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it's 2 years ago and it's not 1 year ago. Like, you know, like I said, Nelson Cruz, I think it affected him 2 years ago. How much it's affecting him this year, I don't know. I guess that remains to be seen.